Tom Goldman, welcome to KERA.
Rick, it is a pleasure to be with you.
So, Tom, after that weekend of games, have you caught your breath yet?
Barely. Just barely. I mean, each game, I guess the Florida-Dayton game wasn't the greatest, but each game after that just got better and better and better. The Wisconsin-Arizona game went into overtime, the seventh overtime of this whole tournament, the Connecticut-Michigan State game, and then capped off by what I think, I don't think I'm going out too much on a limb here, was the best game of the whole tournament, Kentucky beating Michigan. And I say that because, you know, if you saw the game, which Kentucky won on a last-second three-point shot by Aaron Harrison, it wasn't a matter of the teams making mistakes. It was like, you know, we always like to use that boxing metaphor. It was punch, counterpunch, both teams playing well.
North Texas hasn't hosted a Final Four in almost 30 years. Reunion Arena was still standing on the spot. Bruce Springsteen will play for free next weekend. It's interesting to me that the Final Four experience has changed so much since then, because those games were held in an arena with 18, 19,000. They're expecting 85,000 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
You know, it reminds me of that scene in Hoosiers where the underdog team shows up in Indianapolis for the state tournament, and they're looking all wide-eyed at the arena, and Gene Hackman measures the height of the basket and says, "Boys, it's the same height as back home." Well, you know what, Rick? I think playing in front of 85,000 and under that massive Jumbotron screen in Jerry's World, it's not quite like back home for these teams. You know, maybe a few nerves that we're going to see, at least at the beginning of these games.
Okay, Tom, if you had to pick one thing to watch from each team coming to North Texas, what would it be?
Oh, that's so mean, Rick. One thing. Okay, let's try this. Florida, senior heavy, lots of seniors. They're the antidote to the one and done. And a lot of these guys have worked themselves up, some from the bench to become starters. It's a really neat story. Billy Donovan is a great coach. He doesn't get the same kind of publicity as guys like Krzyzewski, but he's a great one.
And they've only won 30 games in a row.
Yeah, so let's give Billy his due. Let's move to UConn. Kevin Ollie has done a wonderful job coaching that team. Last year, people may not know this, UConn was banned from the tournament because their academic progress was not exactly progress, and they were banned from the tournament. And Ollie kept that team together, and the most important thing he probably did was convince Shabazz Napier not to transfer. So Shabazz Napier stayed with that team. We have seen through the tournament what he can do. As far as Shabazz Napier goes, so go the UConn Huskies. He's a fantastic player. So big shout out to both him and to second-year head coach Kevin Ollie.
Okay, how about Kentucky?
One-word answer, wow. You know, we've talked about the freshmen. Their run has been nothing short of amazing. And on top of that, the fact that they are freshmen, they're not really freshmen anymore. They have, in the words of John Calipari, their head coach, after the last win over Louisville, he said they are maturing before our very eyes. And we saw another step toward maturity again in the game against Michigan.
And the final of the Final Four, but maybe the best story of all, Wisconsin.
Bo Ryan, the head coach, who's never been to the Final Four. He always went to the Final Four with his father. His father died in August, and the day this weekend that Wisconsin qualified for the Final Four would have been Bo Ryan's father's 90th birthday. You gotta love that. We all got choked up about that. On the court with the players, Frank Kaminsky, 7 feet tall, a sleepy-eyed, funny guy. He is an absolute terminator offensively. He can hit the three-point shot. He can pound it down low. He can put the ball on the floor and drive. He is going to be a very, very tough guy to guard, even for this phenomenal, miraculous Kentucky team in the semifinal on Saturday.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks for taking the time, and see you next weekend.
It was fun.